This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, April 28th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, legal issues in the news tackles the touchy subject of sports mascots. Also got a forecast from AM 580 forecaster Mike Sola. First, a look at today's news. Testimony is expected to resume today in the trial of political fundraiser Tony Rezko. Federal prosecutors this week plan to put a last-minute key witness on the stand before they rest their case. Mike Ree reports.
The new witness is Ali Atta, former executive director of the Illinois Finance Authority. Atta last week pleaded guilty to charges of tax fraud and agreed to cooperate with the feds. He also admitted to lying to the FBI about paying a campaign contribution to Governor Rod Blagojevich and later receiving his state job. In his plea agreement, Atta said he made the payment through Rezko. He also alleges having conversations with Blagojevich about the deal. Meantime, the governor has strongly denied that he's involved in the case. Blagojevich has not been accused of any wrongdoing. I'm Mike Ree.
The second sentencing begins today for a former teacher who's already been sentenced once for molesting former students. This two-day sentencing hearing takes place in McLean County, where John White pleaded guilty to two counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. Earlier this month, White received a 48-year prison sentence from a judge in Champaign County. That was in connection with molesting eight former second-grade students at Urbana's Thomas Paine Elementary School. The McLean County charges are from White's previous job as a teacher at a school in Normal. He faces a new sentence of up to 14 more years in prison from the McLean County cases. More than two decades after it was first discussed, the state of Illinois is still holding out hope for an airport near Piatone. Sean Crawford reports.
The final decision rests with the federal government as the state's plan is under review, but Illinois and local officials are moving ahead in anticipation. A measure advancing in the state legislature would create an oversight board, which would also have authority to purchase land. Democratic Senator A.J. Wilhelmy of nearby Wilmington says the Piatone Airport offers an opportunity.
This is an economic engine for Will County. It's a regional airport, and that's why we brought in Cook County and Kankakee County.
Supporters say the third Chicago area airport would relieve congestion at Midway and O'Hare, and despite turbulence for carriers amid high gas prices and a weak economy, they argue the project is needed. I'm Sean Crawford.
Recent deadly shootings on college campuses has convinced some students that they should have the right to bring their own guns to class for protection. Indiana University Law School student Jordan Stover says the image of gunmen opening fire at Virginia Tech and Northern Illinois University has made him and other students realize they should have a way to shoot back. Stover has a permit to carry a pistol. He says having armed students levels the playing field when gunmen open fire on campuses. Stover leads the IUPUI chapter of a group known as Students for Concealed Carry on Campus. That national group staged protests last week in favor of allowing guns at colleges. Administrators say there are good reasons for the widespread college ban on concealed weapons. Karen Whitney, the vice chancellor for student life at IUPUI, says student codes point to campus safety and civility as the reason for banning guns. The city of Champaign is concerned that AT&T's new broadband video service will come with an eyesore. AT&T needs to set up about 100 large utility cabinets that connect the service's fiber optics with copper cables that run into people's homes. City officials say the boxes created a public outcry when they were put up in northern Illinois. Tomorrow, city council members will consider changing landscaping requirements around those boxes. Assistant City Engineer for Development Tony Vandeventer says changes in the ordinance would affect every utility company.
We can regulate any franchise that operates within our right-of-way, and we have rights to put restrictions on the appearance of these and screening of them and where they're located. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, an Ameren structure, Comcast structure, AT&T structure. It would all fall under these guidelines.
Vandeventer says the city plans to charge AT&T $1,500 for each box on an easement or city right-of-way. He says the money would be used for a voluntary landscaping program. Vandeventer says AT&T is planning to start building those boxes in the next couple of weeks, but the new broadband video service won't be available for a year or two. Kentucky, Indiana, and Illinois each lay claim to part of Abraham Lincoln's youth. Now, a county in North Carolina is trying to get in on the act. A group in Rutherford County, North Carolina, is petitioning the federal government to run a DNA test of Lincoln's father, Thomas, to see if it matches some of the 16th president's saved genetic material. The group's president, Keith Price, thinks Lincoln was born in rural North Carolina, where Nancy Hanks gave birth to him out of wedlock. The effort, though, has met with resistance from the government bureaucracy and the consensus of historians, including Daryl Meadows, a Lincoln expert for the Kentucky Historical Society. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. The Chicago Tribune reported a few days ago that Chicago Bulls mascot Benny the Bull is accused of injuring a fan during a basketball game. Commentator Amy Guida did some legal research for Benny and found out that he's not the first mascot to go courtside in a legal sense. Here's this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News, a memo from Amy to Benny.
Legal memo to Benny the Bull, lovable mascot of the Chicago Bulls, from Amy Guida, legal researcher. Subject, pending lawsuit, date, April 2008. Hi, Benny the Bull. I know that you don't know me, and you certainly didn't ask for me to do this work for you, but I took it upon myself anyway. I suspect that there's some pain behind that happy red fur, those expressionless eyes, that one solid black eyebrow, that mop of orange and pink hair with red-tipped horns sticking out. Pain, because not everybody loves you. Yep, I heard about the lawsuit filed a few days ago by a Naperville dentist alleging that you, Benny the Bull, mascot for the Chicago Bulls, grabbed the dentist's arm while giving everyone high fives and fell forward. The dentist claims that you were negligent in your behavior at the game when he sat near courtside. I wasn't there, Benny, so I don't know what happened. I'm sure that you'll have ample time to tell your side of the story, if you can mobilize that mouth of yours, and if bulls are allowed in court. As you anticipate responding to the dentist's legal action, I thought you might want to know that you are not the first. Other fun-loving mascots have faced this lawsuit thing before. It's tough being a dinosaur, a chicken, a raccoon, a bright red bull in today's litigious world. Okay, I admit that there aren't that many court decisions out there regarding sports mascots and their behavior during sporting events, but there are at least three. Perhaps you've heard of Tremor, of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes baseball team, the San Diego Chicken, T-Rack of the Tennessee Titans. Their behavior has been an issue in court before, when a sports fan alleged that what the courts like to call mascot antics allegedly contributed to an injury. Take the very first case I could find involving a fan, a sports mascot, and a mishap. As you surely know, Tremor is a dinosaur with a protruding tail who frolics at certain baseball games in California. That tail touched a fan during a game and distracted him. He turned to look at Tremor and was hit by a foul ball. Now, normally a fan at a baseball game can't sue successfully for such injuries because baseball fans, courts say, assume the risk of foul balls. Tremor wanted the case dismissed, but the court ruled that a jury should decide whether Tremor's behavior constituted negligence and increased the spectator's risk of injury. The San Diego Chicken had better luck, though. The court agreed with the Chicken that the plaintiff had assumed the risk of a foul ball, even though she'd been watching the Chicken and not the batter. And T-Rack? A New Orleans Saints football player alleged that T-Rack, a giant raccoon, drove a golf cart onto the field and hit the player. A federal court sent the case back to state court to be resolved. Outcomes aside, dare I say that I might see a trend here, and that it appears that mascots are being dragged to more courts than just the familiar basketball? The cases involving T-Rack and Tremor, those are both decisions from just last spring. So take care, Benny the Bull. And remember, my name is your source for the law of mascots. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. We'll have to watch out for way below normal temperatures the next couple of days. A freeze warning is in effect for northern Illinois and portions of central Illinois, with a freeze watch for much of central Indiana and a frost advisory for southwest Illinois, all for overnight tonight. Look for clouds in northern Illinois today with showers of rain and snow during the morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Highs today, chilly, ranging from 44 in northwest Illinois to near 60 in the far south, only around 50 for the high in Champaign-Urbana. Tonight in Illinois, clear to partly cloudy. In Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered evening showers and partial clearing overnight. Lows will range from 28 in northwest Illinois to 38 in southern Indiana. The low tonight in Champaign-Urbana expected to get to around 32 degrees. For tomorrow, partly and mostly sunny across the two states, highs from 45 in northern Indiana to 58 in southwest Illinois. Sunny and 52 tomorrow in Champaign-Urbana, and the forecast for Wednesday calls for a warmer high of 63 under more sunshine. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, April 28th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.